What's up there, good peoples? Cameron Northfleet, Century 21 All Points Realty. And I want to thank you for taking this time out of your day to hear what I've got to say. So today is going to be a bit different. Something I have not done before, but I'm thinking about doing this from here on out. So this is what I'm thinking. Every last Wednesday of the month, as you know, I post every Wednesday. So I'm thinking that probably the last Wednesday of every month, I will do a market update. As you can see in the title of today's podcast, it is the June real estate wrap up. And that's what we're going to be talking about. What's going on in the market? Pretty much anywhere I go, I get the question, Cameron, how is the market? What's going on? So I'm going to be answering that question on the last Wednesday of every month. At least that's what I'm planning to do. We'll see how that goes. So I don't really know how exactly I'm going to format this, but we're going to do the best we can today. All right, I'm just going to give you guys some information on what's going on in the market. Also some news, more so than just stats and figures. I'll be talking about some things that's going on in the news that might affect you if you are a local real estate investor or even just a property owner here in the state of Connecticut, specifically New Haven County, seeing to the fact that that's where I do the majority of my business. If you're not in New Haven County and you want some stats on a particular city or town, just reach out to me. Go to my website, CameronNorfleet.com, and shoot me an email, and I'll see if I can send something out your way. All right. So we're going to talk about some stats right now, and then we'll get into some news. So for the month of June, we're going to be comparing May to June. And today is, as I record this, it's June 23rd. I'll be posting this tomorrow, June 24th. So obviously we're not even fully through the month of June yet, but just you know, keep that in mind with the stats that I'm giving you, that we're not even done with June yet, and we're comparing partially finished June with a completed month of May. So just keep that in mind. All right, so May average days on market for single family properties and condos. That's what we're going to be looking at today, is single family properties and condos. I did not include multifamily properties in this just because multifamily properties is, there could be a very big difference between a two family property and like a large four unit property or whatever. You know, so I decided to not include those. Even, you know, if you want information on that, again, shoot me an email, and I'll get back to you with some information. So average days on market in the month of May in New Haven County was 63 days. The average days on market for the month of June, again, up until June 23rd, which is today as I'm recording this, was 69 days. So 63 days in May, 69 days in June for the average days on market. Now, if you're not familiar with this metric, this is basically looking at how long it takes a property to sell. How many days has it actually been on the market before the property sold? All right, that's what we're looking at here. So again, May, 63 days, New Haven County, and June so far is 69 days. So things are moving a little bit slower than they were last month, in the month of May. All right, closed to list price. In the month of May, sellers were getting 98.6% of their list price, right? And in the month of June so far, that's 98%. New listings. In the month of May, there was 1,103 new listings. And so far in June, there has been 1,039 listings, new listings in June, since June 1st. All right. Sales price. The average sales price in New Haven County for single family residential properties and condos was $259,339. All right, that was the month of May. Check this out. So far in the month of June, that jumped up $20,000. All right, $20,000 to $279,343. So those are some interesting numbers there. Closings. There was 727 closings in the month of May in New Haven County, and so far there has been 528 closings in the month of June. Now, That might sound like a pretty big difference there, but you must keep in mind that the majority of closings take place at the end of the month. All right. Most home buyers are looking to, for different reasons, not that I'm going to get into those reasons right now, but for pretty good reasons, most people want to close at the end of the month. All right. So we probably within the next week or so, we'll see that number jump up pretty good. All right. So those are some stats from New Haven County, just to kind of give you a little bit of insight on what's going on around the state, or at least around New Haven County. What I'm probably going to do is do a video on my YouTube channel in the beginning of the month sometime. And that's where I'll really go into looking at the full month of June. If that's something that you're interested in, stay tuned to my YouTube channel. Just punch me into YouTube, Cameron Norfleet, or just go to youtube.com/CameronNorfleet and you can pull me up there. Probably the beginning of the month sometime, I'll put that video out. All right, so those are the stats. Let's look at some news. What is going on in the news? So on June 5th, the Hartford Business Journal posted an article talking about how the Connecticut mortgage lenders were extending the foreclosure forbearance pact through July. So there were a total number of 47 lenders, that's 31 banks and 16 credit unions, that signed a pact as of June 4th, whereas they basically agreed to extend their 3-month grace period for residential mortgage payments throughout July. So they are agreeing to a forbearance of up to 90 days and waiving of late fees, and they're pledging to not initiate any new foreclosures and things of that nature. So if you or anyone that you know is in trouble with their mortgage, you might want to check out this article. Once again, it's in the Hartford Business Journal, and it was posted on June 5th. This is not all banks, though. This is not all banks. This is, again, 31 banks and 16 credit unions that agreed to this pact here. But anyone that is in trouble with their mortgage, and if you are covered by this pact, you should understand that the offer is not automatic. You must contact your lender to request relief, and you may be asked to provide documentation of your hardship. All right, so check out that article if you think that this may apply to you or someone that you know. Subway, so the sandwiches and all that, Subway, they might be moving. They might be moving out of Milford. That is a rumor. It was on the New Haven Biz website. They had leased a large property down in Florida, and there's some speculation that they might be leaving. So if you know somebody, or if you work for the Subway headquarters, you might want to look into that. As many of you know, the real estate market is heavily dependent on good quality jobs. So really hoping that that they don't leave, because that wouldn't be good for the market. It wouldn't be good at all. Again, you can check out that that article on the New Haven Biz website. Let's see here. Lowe's might be coming back to Meriden. For you Meriden residents that remember Lowe's, they're on East Main Street. They might be coming back with a Lowe's outlet. So all my investor friends out there, you might drive a little bit less to pick up your supplies. Lowe's outlet stores offer used appliances at discounts of 25% to 70% off, as I understand. So we're hoping that that deal actually comes through, and they come on back to Meriden. That'd be great. In other good news, the economy has begun to come back, with 25,800 jobs being added. That was actually the month of May, but that's definitely a great thing for the economy. You know, a lot of people lost their jobs with this whole COVID-19 thing. So to add almost 26,000 jobs in 1 month is that's always good news. It's always good news. So glad to hear that. All right. In other news, 2020. Man, 2020 has been something else. All right. So let's start with the pandemic. I mean, it actually started before that, but let's start with the pandemic. All right. So this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic has wreaked havoc on our economy, has wreaked havoc on people's individual lives. It truly is different types of times that we are living through today. All right. Not to mention the unfortunate, untimely death. I'll call it what it is, the murder of George Floyd, that transpired out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we're currently living in the wake of that incident there. As I'm sure you guys all saw on the news, there was the peaceful protests, there was also the riots and things of that nature. Now, I'm not going to get political. I'm not even going to state my opinion on this matter, all right? That's not what I'm here for today. What I'm going to talk about is the protests that followed that incident. At one of the protests there in New Haven, there was a rally to defund the Yale Police Department. And in that rally, there were some statements that was also made pertaining to the whole moratorium on rent and evictions and all that. I was not at this event, but I did watch it live on Facebook. If it's still up, you can watch the full length video on the New Haven Independent Facebook page. It was streamed live on June 13th, 2020. So scroll on down and you can see the full video of that that rally there. But I do have a clip. Got a clip that you can hear. So just check it out.
But even beyond the question of police violence, it's a question we must look at. We also have to look at violence as a total picture. What about this economic violence we're seeing right now? If there's one thing that the coronavirus crisis has shown us, it has put capitalism's dirty draws out for the world to see. Yes, I said that. This is why just 2 weeks ago throughout this state, people were screaming from their cars, cancel the rent. Because once the rent moratorium ends in July, thousands of working people are going to get thrown out in the street. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Now, here's the thing. As you can hear, there's a lot of people out there that are really for extending this moratorium on evictions. I think I said moratorium on rent earlier. I didn't mean that. There is no moratorium on rent. There's a moratorium on evictions. So I want to make that clear. But anyway, I just never really thought that I would get to a point in life where I would hear people booing about paying for a place that they live. I mean, am I a bad person to be a landlord? I don't know. It's actually pretty disturbing. Now, with that said, I get it. There are some unscrupulous landlords out there that would kick out a family in the middle of a pandemic that you know that they just lost their job and they have nowhere to go. And if the state allowed you to, you would kick them out on the second of the month if they didn't pay you on the first. I get that, you know. And I do agree that to some extent, people should have some sort of protections against unscrupulous landlords. However, there are people out there that have not paid their rent since March, and the state of Connecticut just extended the moratorium on evictions until at least August. So I did state that I'm not going to really go into my opinion on this, but y'all know I'm a landlord, so I think you know where I stand on this. I think we should be able to use our own sound judgment as to whether or not we choose to allow someone to stay in our property for free. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry. I know I said I wasn't going to give my opinion, but there's my opinion. The State of Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness is hosting a webinar on the status of evictions in Connecticut during the COVID-19 crisis. That's going to be this Thursday, June 25th at 2:30 p.m. You can go to cceh.org if you want to get in on that webinar. Hopefully you're listening to this on time and you had the notifications enabled on your podcast platform and you were subscribed to the podcast and all that good stuff, so that way you wouldn't hear about this too late. But anyway, I plan to be on that webinar. I want to hear what they got to say. So if you're interested, again, just go to cceh.org, and that is tomorrow. I guess this will be tomorrow, June 25th, 2:30 p.m. All right. But here's the good news. We've got someone fighting for us. There was a lawsuit against Governor Ned Lamont. The lawsuit is being filed by attorney Craig C. Fishbein of Wallingford, Doug Dubitsky of North Windham, and Kara Christine Pavlak-D'Amato of Bristol. The lawsuit is basically claiming that the governor's executive order illegally restricted the rights of the plaintiffs as landlords and property owners. The lawsuit argues that the order deprived the plaintiffs, and which is a group of landlords, But the order deprived them of their constitutional right to private contract, the right to due process of law, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right against having their property taken for public use without just compensation. So I am pretty happy about this, about the fact that somebody is taking a stand, and I'm going to be following this very closely. I hope that you would as well. In fact, on next week, I'm going to have attorney Craig Fishbein on the podcast, and we're going to discuss this lawsuit, whatever he can discuss about the lawsuit. We're gonna cover it. So you definitely want to tune in next week for this podcast episode. In fact, I would actually encourage you to go to any one of my social media platforms and shoot me an inbox if you have any questions that you want me to ask Attorney Fishbein on that podcast interview. Just send me a message again on either one of my my social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, wherever you follow me at. All right, so that should be a really good interview. I'm looking forward to that one. All right, so I hope that you guys like this this real estate wrap up. Again, it's something new that I'm trying out, you know. And I'm really not sure if I'm going to continue it on the podcast or if this is more of a YouTube thing. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not afraid to try new things. So that's why we're doing this today. If you have any feedback, then shoot me a message. Go to my website, shoot me a message, and let me know what you think. If this is something that probably should stay on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, or if it's properly placed right here on the Cameron Murphy podcast. I'd like to hear what you think. All right. But that's all I got for you guys for today. As always, thank you for your time. Make it a great day.